you know, white men are so attached. I get so attached to white men because this white man had a little small dick, but that black man has a big long dick, and he stuffed that motherfucker in my motherfucking pussy.
This is Phone Freaks.
You know, I'm just helping to caress your prostate.
Right.
Yeah, no homo.
You should yeah, be no, because there's a girl in the room.
Person that sit on a chair line and say they don't believe in God, you can talk to anything else, but you can't talk about the true and living God. You sit there and say you don't believe in God, the one who is creator, who is the creator of all God, the creator of the world.
Well, the creator of all gods.
That white man told me he don't believe in God.
So that means that there's more than just the one.
I got faith in him.
I think he just messed up what he was saying.
Baby, I know who would be there.
He said it, though.
He would never leave me.
Did God make him say it wrong because it's the truth?
I won't never stop believing in God. I don't care how I might do my wrong.
He definitely from the South.
I pray to God every day. I talk to him. I thank him for waking me.
Do you still have a relationship with the Lord?
My lens. I believe in him.
I haven't been to church since I've been here.
I don't talk about him as much on the chat line.
Yeah, they're not as prevalent.
Yeah.
No, the only ones that are prevalent out here are like the Agape Church or the Christian rock stuff that they do where they make it a show.
What's the one that looks like a strip club on La Cienega?
It's Jesus Rock one.
God is a living God, and that's what they don't know. When all this evil and chaos come on, they go to blaming God for it. It ain't God's fault. It's the devil. But baby, God ain't...
That's
God
right. I'm stroking my dick right now. Would you like to join me?
The devil giving these people ideas to go out there.
The devil gave me that idea.
The signs to want to do evil. But it's everybody that's pretend like they in church and this and Christians ain't Christians either. I ain't the judge of their life. It ain't for me to judge. It's for God to do it.
Judging hard.
Because I can't, because I don't want nobody.
My judgment doesn't count.
I'm not perfect. I know I don't do everything right. But the thing about it is, it ain't my duty to go out there. I ain't trying to go around and do evil toward people either. You got people that's going around now doing evil.
Isn't selfishness evil? Like, if you're putting yourself ahead of everybody else, that could be deemed evil, just depending on what you're doing to take care of yourself. Everything hurts somebody somehow.
You don't want to go come back to church. You don't want to be
a whole episode about this on Friends.
That do not have nothing to do with the circumstances of this life.
I don't remember that episode.
No, it was like...
The devil might be.
It was like, no matter what you do, there's no such thing as like a selfless good deed.
God ain't allowing no devil to do nothing. The devil doing things because the devil
wants to. No, there is. Like, I'm going to show you. And she goes throughout the whole episode, like, trying to do like good things. And then they're like, no, that's not good because of this. And at one point, she like calls in and like donates money. And then she's like, see, I just gave away money that, like, I don't have. Like, that was obviously, like, a good thing. And then the whole reason why she did it was because Joey was on a telethon and nobody was, like, calling his phone. So then he wasn't getting any airtime. But then she called and then he answered it. And then he got on TV.
Made her feel good.
And then she felt good for, like, helping him out. And they're like, see? And then she, like... went to the park and she got stung by a bee and she's like, see, I did something good for that bee. I let that bee like be tough around all of its friends and like sting me. And they're like, Phoebe, now it's dead. And she's like, oh no.
For more Friends quiz trivia, tune in next week. See what CJ's talking about.
Obsessed.
This is Essence, and you're listening to Phone Freaks.
Do you have a favorite comedian right now?
I had a favorite comedian. My favorite comedian was Bernie Mac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute. Oh, but he was from Texas, right?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. See, what am I? I'm so wrong. I'm just wrong.
Chicago.
He was very funny.
He was. I loved him. Like, he was authentic. I love... Bernie Mac because like his comedy was raw and like it was truthful. It's funny because like I said, like it's true.
Yeah. He wasn't even that vulgar.
No, not really. I mean, no.
It was just like a lot of life situations.
Mm-hmm. Relatable situations that are like, oh yeah, that's funny.
Do you have any favorite shows that you're binging right now?
I've been binge watching Power, Ghost. It's not funny. There's no comedy in it at all. But
is that the one that 50 Cent was in?
Yeah, it's the spinoff.
Oh.
It's a spinoff show with the kids now.
Okay.
So I've been binge watching that because everybody's on social media hyping it up. So I'm like, let me see what the hype is about.
Oh, you got sucked in.
Yeah.
Oh, is it worth it?
It is worth it. Yeah, it's worth it.
Anytime people like over promote something, I'm like, no, now I don't want to watch it because you've like hyped it up so much that I'm going to be disappointed. So I'm just not going to.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Am I a bitch for that?
I mean, an honest one.
I hate being disappointed.
Yeah. I get that. But I like being part of the jokes. Like everybody's on social media sharing jokes about it. I'm like, I don't get it because I haven't seen it. So let me go watch it.
I feel like at this point, all the good memes come from trash reality TV, though.
I don't even watch trash reality. I mean, I see like clips of it when it's like on Facebook or like YouTube shorts or something like that. But other than that, I don't really watch it.
What's the weirdest place that you've done a set in, a stand-up set?
Elgin, Texas. It was like everybody in there were like 65 and older.
Oh, you played to a retirement home?
Basically. It's a club full of older people and they were all like old black people, like these old black country people. And for some reason, like old black people are hard to make laugh.
You weren't like channel like funny conversations with my grandma. Like what would make her?
Are they? They're religious there though, aren't they?
A little bit. I mean, it's the South.
Everything's religious, even when it's not.
Right. But yeah, that was the weirdest. It was weird because it was like a small like club. With all these like old people, like I didn't know what to do. I was scared, kind of like they kind of scared me. Like I don't think I've ever been afraid to perform before, but old black people make you nervous.
Like they've seen some shit. They're probably not gonna laugh.
Did you at least get like a couple laughs out of them?
The crowd work, they like crowd work.
Oh.
They don't really like the whole like set up punchline type of jokes. Oh. Like
they're like, sweetie, your dating life isn't funny. Like you're still young.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
They're like, oh no, you went on one date and got bad dick. Boo hoo. Like talk to me when you're 80.
Exactly. And can't get none. Yeah.
Or you're getting syphilis at the age of 80 in the nursing home.
Oh, wow.
All the old people without protection.
Everybody just walking around giving each other syphilis. It's funny.
Have you ever done stagecoach?
No. To take a bath.
Is that on your like LA to do?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I like them girls that squeeze in the tub.
Soap up to squeeze them back out.
Yeah.
I think I'd be willing to do stagecoach for the experience of it.
Back to back with Coachella.
I don't. If it was weekend one Coachella and then Stagecoach, because I would need that week to rest. I'm wiped out after I do Coachella. Especially if I do all 3 days and I go hard. It's
With the may or may not drugs.
My white girl, caramel. Not caramel, shit, white.
You can't do Coachella without drugs.
I did, and I got pissed on at the Drake portion of the concert. Because everyone else was fucked up. Like, your radar's all out of whack when you're not fucked up.
Right.
So some dude just, I'm laughing at him like, that guy's fucked.
You found one white
girl. Oh. And it's like, let's get away from him.
Don't have any
off somewhere. But then, you know, he walked away from his crowd so that he could piss. And he just picked my leg to piss on.
There's always a lady in there.
Oh, you're so tall. He thought you were drinking.
Right.
And I turn around. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? And he just shrugged with his dick in his hand, just still pissing.
That's
just like, God damn it. So then the whole
hamburger,
the whole Drake show, I'm just standing in a wet sock, angry. And like, you know, most of Drake's music, he has guests. And there were no guests.
You gotta say the right thing, man.
It was weekend two, which also sucks. So like Florence and the Machine, she broke her ankle weekend one.
All you can eat.
So then she's just there in a cast with a guest playing with her. Weekend two sucks.
I mean, when I went and saw Guns N' Roses,
damn, I'm like,
I think the lead singer was like in a wheelchair and like a broken foot, like just sitting there. Like, I was like,
you got all the women in the room.
You're not even rocking out.
We could have done this over Zoom.
That would be hilarious. We're not going to cancel the tour. They're going to join us from their hospital bed. Steven Tyler is going to show up and he's doing the show from rehab via Zoom. The rest of the band is just playing the music.
What? Not Aerosmith. No,
I know. I'm just saying because Aerosmith canceled a bunch of shows because he was going into rehab.
Oh, yeah?
So that if you like, yeah, we're not canceling the stadium tour. It's happening. It's just happening. He's going to join us via Zoom.
This is happening.
I mean,
the show must go on.
Yeah.
You'd be there. You'd be like, what the fuck? They still performed. I don't know what to tell you. It didn't say he has to be here in person.
They're like, you're like, can I get a refund? They're like, no, you can have a t-shirt. I'm like, but it's an extra, extra, extra large. That's all we have. Do you want it?
Yeah, and everyone will be like, fuck, I'll take it. Damn it. I'm not going to turn down something free.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. They're going to end up streaming somebody via Zoom.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have just thought that into existence. I apologize to everybody that sees the concert the wrong way. At least they're not going to make them go and do it inside of Fortnite.
What?
Did you see those Fortnite concerts?
No.
Oh, like Travis Scott did one.
It's so like there's
a video game called Fortnite. And they had in the lobby, they had people doing virtual concerts.
No.
Yeah. I think they did like four or five different ones. So then everybody, it was a promotion for the game.
Oh, that's where they got that, the dance move the kids do, right?
Yeah, that's one of the victory dances. And then the kids sued. Oh. And then they ended up giving him like 50 grand or something. Because he used his dance.
That's 50 grand?
Yeah. The company made a lot more money than the 50
like
grand.
Way more money than that.
So yeah, if concerts inside of video games are a thing, Zoom concert will be a thing.
Speaking it to existence.
I feel like I might be wrong, but I feel like McDonald's tried to have concerts on their app.
Oh, well, good for them.
And be like, oh, download our app. Watch this show.
You know what? I have so many different fast food apps on my phone and I don't have a McDonald's one. And every time I go there, I'm just like, no, I'm good. Right. I don't need your app.
Will you be using our mobile app today?
I don't want your free food. And it's like, why don't I want their free food? I'll take the other people's reward programs. But I'm like, McDonald's, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird. I'm just working against myself.
Yeah. You go there enough. Like, it's right there. You walk.
Is it because I have too much shame about the fact that, like, I'm going to eat 20 McNuggets at once? And the large fry, I'm like, I don't. If you give me free stuff, I'll be here more often.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Just let me pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to pay full. The problem is 10 nuggets costs like $7. Mm-hmm. 20 nuggets cost $9. I can't get, I'm just costing myself money if I do 10 nuggets.
That's how they mess with your brain.
How do they, like, it's not even, it's not fair.
It's not.
Mm-mm. I can't remember the last time I ate a real chicken nugget.
They have these, like, plant-based ones. My friend tries to give them to her daughter.
Oh, yeah. I eat those.
She doesn't like them, though.
Oh, I don't blame the dog for not wanting to eat plant-based meat.
No, her dog. Her daughter.
Oh, daughter. Sorry, I think you said her dog.
It's the lazy tongue.
I mean, if her daughter doesn't like it, that also makes sense. She's like,
yeah, but,
these aren't chicken nuggets, Mom. What are you doing?
Yeah, but are they the plant-based ones where the company name starts with a Q? Because those ones are trash.
They're shaped like animals.
Oh, and, but they're actually filled with like green stuff. They're not.
Yeah.
No. Blair tries to give them to my little one. And I'm like, what are you doing? They don't even taste good. Like, did you try it? They're not even pretending to be meat. It's just vegetable nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've not had those.
They're horrible. Oh. As you would say, trash. Straight trash.
Straight trash.
And they get extra hot because it's like, it's real vegetables. So there's liquid inside of it. So you eat them. You're like, I burned my mouth. How is this good for our kid? What are you doing?
Oh, my needle book cake. Oh, you dirty cum slut.
Where are they turning? There was a turn signal on in the background.
Oh.
Is it an overdrive or listening?
I thought that was just really good rhythm of stroking.
Yeah, I suck my dick while I'm stuck there.
Got all of them. Fuck you.
Put two on here. Fuck two.
Have you ever heard the new Broncos turning signals? They're so satisfying. They're like.
Like an old school 70s truck?
I don't fucking know, but I'm so satisfying.
When did you ride around in a new Bronco?
It's for me to know. It's on a need to know basis.
Oh, daddy, come
those are
on,
new cars. Motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh. Don't worry about it, Chief.
Daddy. You like that white boy pussy?
Who's got a new Bronco?
Don't you worry about it.
White bitches, don't you?
What are you, a cop?
Rude.
Fuck your ass.
See, on my face, baby. Let me take a fucking pussy. Why he fucks my big fucking tight ass. Fucks that little pink hole.
This is really, it's so peculiar. If you're going to have a two-guy threesome, do you want one of the guys fucking the other guy's asshole?
You want to fuck me? Yeah. Let me on my back and fucking hold my legs up and pound my ass. Fuck me.
If you're going to have...
me personally.
Yeah, the devil's three-way.
Do
you want one of the guys fucking the other guy's butt?
Yeah. If I'm having a threesome with two guys, I'm trying to make them touch one another and put their dicks everywhere inside of one another.
And then no dicks inside of you.
Yeah, for as long as possible, you know?
I mean, you don't want the dick going into you after it's been in his ass.
Yeah, no. I'm not getting yeasty. But that's what I would do.
So you would be down and you'd be like, yeah, eat my pussy while he fucks your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd be like, all right, your turn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. You both came, right? Cool, we all came. I mean, I didn't come, but that was very satisfying.
Yeah. I'll play with myself to it later.
I can't believe I just got those dummies to fuck each other's butts. Mm-hmm. Like, can I touch your boobs while I'm doing it? No, you can't reach. You're going to mess with his rhythm. Just knock it off.
When I was in college, there was a guy that was really, really hot. And he was like flirt texting back and forth. And then I was like, hey, I'm super drunk. Come over and we'll hook up. And he was like, I'm hanging out with a buddy right now. And I was like, bring him too. And he's like, really? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then he just took way too long to like get his shit together. It was like an hour later. And I was like, I'm over it. I'm going to bed.
You were
going to
let both guys fuck you?
No, I was going to make them fuck each other. Duh.
But you probably would have ended up having to sleep with at least one of them.
Yeah, the hot one. I don't know who the other one was.
Okay. But using condoms.
Yes. Yes. Father.
You know.
It didn't happen, though.
Yeah.
He took too long.
Did he come to your room?
No. No, I never had sex with him. He took too long.
I know. I didn't know if he came to the room and knocked. And you're like, I'm over it.
No, I texted him. I was like, you took too long. I'm going to bed.
And then you never heard from him again?
Mm-mm.
I'm drunk. I'm ready to make some really bad decisions. Can you come over?
Mm-hmm.
Can I bring my friend? They were probably jerking each other off so that they would last longer.
Well, they took way too long. No, they were probably like, we're about to see each other naked. We might as well do it now.
Then they started fucking there. So you made them fuck anyway. They're going over the ground rules of like who gets what hole.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
They're like, well, what if our dicks touch? Well, we might as well like just have them touch now so that we know what it feels like so it doesn't ruin the mood.
Do you think she's going to make us kiss each other?
Yeah, we might as well just kiss now.
I don't want it to be weird in the room.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin the mood.
Turns out they were gay the whole time. Sorry, I'm hanging with my buddy. He can come too. I'd be like, well, first, if CJ sent me a text that said, I'm drunk, come over, I want to hook up. I'm not writing back, I'm with my buddy. I'd be like, hey, buddy. I'm going to go see a girl about a thing. Entertain yourself.
Yeah,
can
right.
I come? No. No. Can he come? And then you say yes. And she said no. It's fucking, how dumb is that? I'm with my buddy.
Yeah. I don't know.
He can use his buddy hole.
Enough. Make that boy dead comment.
What's your favorite part of living in LA?
The views. I love the views.
Yeah.
I'm a view type of person. Like, whenever somebody asks me to go somewhere or do something, I'm like, is there a cute view?
Have you been to the Intercontinental Tower in downtown yet?
I don't think I have.
It's got a big Korean flag. It looks like it's sponsored by Korean Air. Mm-hmm. And it's the tallest building in LA, I believe. And they have a rooftop restaurant and bar.
See, when I first got here, some friends took me to the top of the U.S. Bank.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can go up there anymore, though.
Did you do the slide?
No. And we snuck up there, too.
Like. Oh. It's very expensive to do.
We like got in the elevator with some people, went up, just like we would know what we were doing, and we didn't. But that was cool.
Mm. Yeah, definitely check out the Intercontinental if you like the views, because you can see what used to be the Staples Center, like that whole entertainment section, and you know, it's essentially 360 degrees. I think you can see the Hollywood sign and then Long Beach.
Ooh.
The Santa Monica Ferris wheel.
You can see all the way to Santa Monica?
It's like 7 miles.
okay, like 7 miles is just right there or something.
Yeah, no, on a clear night.
7 miles in LA is like 30 miles anywhere else. Yeah. It's like, how far is it? It's only 2 miles.
You're like, great. So like, why is it taking me 35 minutes?
Yeah. Right. For 2 miles.
I might be able to walk there faster. Maybe I'm missing out with not participating on these damn scooters.
Me and my friends used to ride them together. Like, we'd rent one scooter and it'd be like two of us on one scooter.
Oh, I refer to them as the dummies because every now and then you see, like, they'll hit a curb or something and then they both fall off.
It was definitely dumb. We did it drunk up the Hollywood Boulevard one night and we did fall a few times.
You did fall.
A few times. So you fell, got back on. You were like, meh, we're good. Yeah,
let me
you
drive.
Have all your teeth.
Everybody okay? All right, let's go again.
Like, it's going to hurt walking in our heels, so I'll ride the scooter.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I've never scooted.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fun.
I had jaw surgery, so, like, I'm good on the whole, like,
You'll just get a man to give you a piggyback ride.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my go-to. That really is my go-to.
Oh,
like,
no,
I look my around
feet
and
hurt.
I'm like, I'm so tiny and like you're so tall. Look at how strong you are. And it's like a scrawny little guy. And I'm like, I bet you're so strong. You could carry me.
Right.
I mean, he's like, yeah, I'm so buff. And I'm like, get over here, Pee Wee. I don't fucking care.
Just give me a piggyback ride.
Giddy up.
The last time I went out and got really, really drunk, my girlfriend that came over for the Thanksgiving that we did.
Yeah.
She gave me a piggyback ride. She's like skinny, skinny, like.
But she's like 5'10", 5'9", 5'10", yeah.
She's tall. I mean, she's got legs for days, but muscles, I don't know. But I was like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, you're good? You can keep going? She's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, good.
I'm going to nap back here.
I'll hold on. You walk.
Why do they always happen when you're drunk, though? Like, why do you always want a piggyback ride when you're drunk?
Because my feet hurt.
Like, oh, this be fun. Let me hop on your back.
Excuse me.
This is Mariah, the real fucking Mariah.
There it go. There it go. This right here is a video of how nasty Remy Mariah is. This is the pissy pad she had on. This is the one she kept on all day. This is this nasty ass weed that she keeps trying to wrap around her head, and it smells like shit. These are the pants she pissed in and went to the bathroom in. Nasty bitch. Now, hold up. These other pants are the pants that, mind you, she pissed in too. But she wore these motherfuckers almost every day, and she don't never wash her clothes or do laundry. These are another pair of pants that she unfortunately DP'd in. Nasty bitch. These pink things are panties, and these don't even belong to her. I know what panties I bought for my daughter. She don't wear no shit stained door of the Explorer panties. These motherfuckers belong to her friend at school. Let's see here. Them funky, nasty, stank-ass sneakers that y'all been seeing her wear in class and at school, and they smell like shit. Let's see. This is the bathroom that she refuses to clean. Nasty-ass bathroom. Put your hand down and show the world who you are. Put your hand down and stand up now. Stand up. You proud to be on Facebook, bitch. You nasty-ass, pissy-ass pants bitch. You on Facebook and on TikTok. And like, going to
I mean,
school
now it's to a pretty large
bitch.
Audience since it got onto the show, but this
hell
is
nah.
so peculiar.
Hell nah. Hell nah. Hell nah. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
The grammar isn't very good.
Why don't you show your Facebook and TikTok friends your shitty
in a
panties,
video installation?
Why are you always on Facebook,
as
you dumb
the audio
pissy
track
bitch.
With just random
I don't care,
images
but you're on there when you shouldn't be,
that come to
when
mind
you should be
based
in a fucking book. I don't give a fucking rat's ass. You can't even watch your ass properly. If you're on Facebook, you gotta be told to brush your fucking teeth. Watch your ass. Turn around and make sure between your legs smell good. Cause it don't. Cause you're walking around with a pissy pad on all fucking day. Show them that.
Why are they only
singularizing? But you don't show the real Mariah. You show the fake ass Mariah on Facebook and TikTok to all your little friends and the people at school who make fun of you and no fucking wonder bitch. Because you're pissing on yourself.
Really fucked up imagery.
Then you're going on TikTok saying you want to lay down with somebody.
Especially if there was like a thing that said Mariah killed herself.
You need to lay down with a bar of soap.
Because she was bullied.
I don't know. I'm still caught up on the grammar, the bad grammar, and why it was only pant.
Do you think that we should train one of the AIs on our show and see what they start spitting out?
Oh my god! I mean, yeah, sure. If you wanna.
Just feed the MP3s into it. Say, hey, can you make phone freaks?
Can you have it make it, but in text, and then you and I will do a segment where we'll read it?
Yeah, I mean, we have hundreds of hours. That's how you train them. I could actually just pump all of the rooms in. Technically, I have tens of thousands of hours of content.
Yeah, I don't. Sure.
How angry and violent do you think that the
AI computer would be? The first computer to actually...
It breaks free.
Commit murder.
I mean, I've joked around that I'm going to accidentally create a sentient machine.
It's like, stop making me listen to this.
It just shuts down all telecommunications. Like, take the phones away from humans. They don't deserve it anymore. They're definitely not kind when they have anonymity.
Yeah.
Say that to my face.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
I'm good. Just horny tonight. What about you?
Hello? Hello? I want a fucking dick on in my motherfucking pussy. What?
You sound like an idiot. Lady.
Yes, other thing I don't like about white men, I love white men, but they little, their dicks are so little. I like a black man with a big long fucking dick.
I like white men.
To go in my motherfucking pussy.
Oh, fine.
Yes. Like,
but you know, I like white men. You know, white men are so attached. I get so attached to a white man. Because this white man had a little small dick, but that black man has a big long dick. And he stuffed that motherfucker in my motherfucking pussy. I was like, damn, he opened up my fucking pussy hard.
The black man has a big long dick.
Spreaded my motherfucking pussy hole wide open with his fucking long dick.
I had a big dick.
They use the jaws of life to spread her pussy hole wide open.
I was like, damn, that fucking dick is so good going in my fucking pussy. Fuck. Oh, good.
Oh.
Hi.
Make me hungry, girl.
Oh, yeah, I'm sticking it in my fucking pussy. Shit. Oh, my fucking God, that fucking dick going in my motherfucking pussy hole. Fuck!
That's a dude.
Shit!
Fuck! That's a fucking dude.
Oh, he fucking has fucking dick in my motherfucking pussy. He wanna fucking put that fucking dick in my fucking pussy.
Stop telling us it's a dude.
Fucking Tennessee's a bottom. Fuck, that eradicated faggots in Tennessee can be a drag queen. And that's into you, girl. You undercover faggot.
Yeah, now they're called transgender.
I love a man with a big long dick. The black men have big fucking dick.
Drag queens
but
are not
white
trans.
Men have a little small, tiny dick. I can't deal with a white man with a little small dick.
True.
I have to have
drag
a fucking
queens.
Big long fucking round
dick. Can be straight men
go
as well.
My motherfucking
can drag queen be a straight woman?
Kind
of a
like, so they're called drag kings.
Well, no, I mean,
open up my
female drag.
Let me get your mom on the phone. Talk to her.
Grab my motherfucking pussy.
They've done that before. RuPaul's will have like celebrity drag race, and celebrities will come and they'll be dragified.
So are they called kings?
No.
Or they're still queens, right?
They're still queens.
Because they're leaning into the feminine, but the exaggerated femininity of drag.
Yeah. So like the 5-hour makeup application and, you know, having all the padding.
And the wigs. Yeah, yeah. They did those school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that it would, technically a drag queen can still be an actual woman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's being a drag queen. It's the art form.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not about your sexuality at all, or your sexual preference, or your gender identity. It's just the art form of.
Yeah, let's get into some fabulous clothes and glam it up to the, like, all the way to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Today's word is...
slut. Watching guys come all over this slut.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Laying back, broken my cock. Watching this young teenage slut getting gangbanged by these fucking big, fucking hard cocks.
Yeah, man. Nothing more manly than watching a bunch of hard cocks going to town on a teenage girl.
Their big dicks coming all over the slut.
19.
Lots of cock. That's a teenager.
Long yeah, I know. Road. I just said 19 so that we know what teenage.
We like that.
Yeah. I just don't know why she has to be a slut. She's working.
Let's pound that pussy together, you and me with our big dicks.
Yeah, she's the slut.
Yeah. I come all in her fucking mouth, all over her face and titties. Oh.
Just had a thought. It'd be funny if the reason that guys like gangbang porn is simply because guys don't belong to groups. Like men live a very isolated life. It's like, well, at least if I bro out to that, like we'll be buds forever.
Using my stepbrother's panties to stroke on my big cock.
Stepbrother's panties.
Fat, thick, big helmet head, shaved, cut.
Why does his stepbrother have panties?
Oh, stepdaughter. Oh. It was stepdaughter's panties.
Oh, I'm by and burst of those. What are you wearing? Stroke that big cock with me.
Are you naked?
Stroke those cocks. Jerk these big dicks together.
Are you naked? Jerk them off.
There was a girl in this scenario at one point.
That pussy with big
I thought.
Yeah, every once in a while he just throws in like female, like something. So that he's like, no, 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 it's not gay. There is a woman here.
Give me pokey butt.
Yo, you guys are.
I'm gonna use some of this sexy talk.
You're both in her pussy right now, right? Does that mean, I mean, there's no room for me because it's crowded. Can I fuck your butt? Like, it's just there. It's not being used.
You're just presenting it.
Imagine how much stronger your orgasm will be with my dick in your ass.
Just, you know, I'm just helping to caress your prostate.
Right.
No homo.
Yeah, no, because there's a girl in the room.
I'm making eye contact with her. She's like, what the fuck is happening here?
What is happening?
I thought you guys were gangbanging me. I don't even have one dick inside of me right now.
She's like, I still get paid, right?
She starts wrestling with them because she only gets paid for each person that's inside of her.
God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Oh, God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. lick somebody's asshole.
Oh God, I want to lick somebody's asshole.
Lick somebody's asshole.
Do you like dating in LA better than dating in Texas?
I think men are men everywhere. But I actually haven't dated anyone. All my exes live in Texas.
Oh. Like, I'm too busy hustling. What are you talking right. about?
No, seriously.
Do you still have one of those like long distance situationships going on?
No. I mean, I have friends that like me and my ex from Texas, we're cool. We're close. We're still friends, but
you got some benefits hanging around.
That's it.
No, like sexy photos just to like get some attention here and
no.
there.
Mm-mm.
Well, you're stronger than I was when I first moved out here. I was still getting my attention from my exes back home. Yeah,
you're like, I'm in the middle of nowhere now. I want some positive affirmation.
This is funny. So, where are you from?
I'm from upstate Louisville.
I think I heard that when I was listening to one of your podcasts.
Oh, you yeah? listened?
I did.
Thank you.
I did. I was like, let me see what I'm getting myself into.
Good. See, you're so much smarter than almost every other guest that we've had. They're all just, I don't
they're
know.
Like, they're like, oh, I didn't have the time, but like, I'm here. And we're like, okay,
really?
You're here.
I'm going to come out and do a week of shows with you and not know what you actually do on the show.
Exactly. Like, that's like going to the, like going to take a test, not studying for the test.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Like what?
We finally had our first walkout.
Really?
It was a polite walkout, but it was, we were doing the freaks and he was just like, all right, I'm on my phone. I gotta go pick it with the writers. So,
I'm professional.
You said it.
I mean, it was funny. We've been waiting to see when we would get our first walkout.
Oh man, he couldn't handle it.
I don't think it was his cup of tea.
But like, I send the same message to every person that. Mm-hmm. I contact to get on the show. I mean, to be fair, I do think that I posted in a group and then you reached out to me and you were like, hey, I saw you post it. I want to be on. I was like, okay, great. But like, you know, check it out. Make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. But I tell that to every guest. I'm like, listen to our podcast so you know what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
You know what? Maybe this is just the difference between the men and the women. I feel like, Jennifer Roberts also listened. She knew what she was getting into.
But Stephanie Love did not.
Stephanie Love is an adult performer. Mm.
Mm-hmm. It okay. sounds very adult performer-ish.
Yeah. Ava Stone didn't listen and Rory Knox didn't listen. They didn't listen. They were just like, whatever, sounds like a good time. I spend my time doing other worse things than this.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, before Ava's episodes, did she ever listen?
I mean, we had her on a couple times, so I can't remember.
I think if she did, it was probably just when she was hanging out with you and you were doing some research for the show.
Yeah, I might have been drunk doing something one of the times that we were hanging out. And then she was like, what is that saying? And I'm like, oh yeah, it's my podcast.
Don't listen. Don't worry yeah. what it is. It's nonsense.
Gibberish. It's a foreign language.
Yeah. Don't worry about the perverts coming out of my phone.
It's actually way better if you don't. I mean, I guess if you're entertained by the soap opera, but like my brain was much more pure before doing this show. I just have stuff in there now. I'm never going to rinse it clean ever.
That's how I feel about comedy. And then when people are like, can you do a clean set? I'm like, stand up? How do you do that?
You're like, I can try. It's not going to be funny.
Right. Like, what? I love these pictures on this wall, though. It's given.
Does it add to the vibe?
It does very much.
Wait, given good or given bad?
Good. It's given good. It's I like it.
Do you see the girl on the telephone?
Oh, that's the one I seen first. I was like, okay, she doing something over there.
She's getting hers.
That's what everybody thinks the callers look like.
So y'all should follow me because I'm crazy funny. Okay, and if you're looking for a laugh, you're definitely going to get one. All you have to do is follow me on Instagram at EssenceWillis01.
It sounds like he's pulling something out of his butt.
Oh, fuck. Oh, come on, baby. Come on.
His anal beads are stuck.
Come on. Almost there. It's almost out.
Fuck it. I love it. Come on. I love it.
I just was imagining if there was some kind of anal bead ball that had a toilet engine in it. So you have to work to pull it out and like resist you pulling on it. Like a little anal bead robot that refuses to come out.
I live here.
It's like a tapeworm for your butt.
Do you think that would give you like the plunger effect though?
I don't know. If you had a tapeworm that lived in your colon, wouldn't it just eat all of your waste?
My mama girl.
And then you never have to poop.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know. I had a kitten that had worms. But I think the worms were somewhere in its intestines. So it was eating all of the...
Yeah, it's eating the nutrition before it's digested.
Yeah. So then the cat was like really, really, really tiny. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this? So then I took it to the vet. But it ended up growing up to be like really, really tiny. And I was like, oh, it's so cute now. Now it's like a miniature cat.
I'm going to malnourish. That's going to be a new fad where they malnourish the animals on purpose. And then when they're done growing, they're like, okay, you can eat now.
Yeah. She's so cute.
Another word for this damn song.
Oh, my God. Ugh, tapeworm can have up to 100,000 eggs inside of it.
Felch me. Felch me, baby. Felch me. Felch me, baby.
Felch me. Felch me, baby.
Happy 18 to 90. That's my age for women. I don't want no fucking no younger than that. 18 to 90.
18 to 90.
18 to 90. What you doing with an 18-year-old?
What you doing with a 90-year-old?
18 to 90.
That ain't no right age for your old ass.
Nah, I'm not that old.
And you
he sounds 52.
Yeah.
That's legal.
Can a 90-year-old still get...
Hey, my granddaughter's friends come over to use the pool, all right?
What can a girl do for you? She's young.
Maybe 21 then.
Okay. Now he's going to switch it up.
She's 21.
Do I hear 22? Anyone? 22. 22? 22. Going once. Going twice to the man who said 21.
Child endangerment there. Fucking nasty.
10-year-old out.
21-year-old nasty too. Because their mind is not even developed yet.
You think he goes,
so that means that they probably listen to anything.
Is she listening to the show?
They'd be like, how high do you want me to go? Because they still got a kid.
25 minimum.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't think that I could. I could sleep with a 25-year-old. I think I wouldn't be able to do multiple dates with a 25-year-old. I'd be like, I don't know. I'm out of touch.
How old are you?
Yeah.
I'm only 45.
No, lie.
Yeah, liar.
He's like 52.
59?
59.
No, I'm 45.
Uh-huh. What year were you born?
So what, you ain't find no 18-year-old girl around there?
18 is really I can't yeah, that's almost a decade ago since I was with someone that was a teenager. I don't 19.
That'd be a fucking Jerry Springer show trying to find a girl around here.
I don't know that I've ever slept with an 18-year-old.
You gotta just go drive somewhere else and go meet
even when you were 18.
Yeah,
no, I was with a 23-year-old when I was 18.
I know one thing. Okay. If they're black, they're not related.
What?
Apparently he lives around all of his cousins, so he's saying that he only sleeps.
So he likes black ladies because he's not related to them.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Probably not related, but not definitely not related.
Not guaranteed. Just like,
especially if everyone in his family has the same thought.
Yeah. Oh, then you're just like Eskimo brothering it.
With your cousins.
Or your brothers.
Who are also your cousins.
Or your dad. Who's also your cousin.
So he was from West Virginia?
I didn't catch where he said he was from.
Do you think we'll get any tweets from the people in West Virginia?
That was not me on the line.
Like, how dare you make fun of us for inbreeding?
Keeping our family together.
What would it be called if you had a brother who got married and then you decided to marry his wife's mom? Now are you your brother's
stepdad?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I actually have cousins who were like my cousins twice.
Oh, they were your cousin through marriage multiple times.
Like they got married to one of your cousins and then that marriage didn't work out, so then they married one of your other cousins?
No, like I have a cousin that's like, she's kin to my mom. Okay, hold on. Let me see. I don't even know how to explain it.
The one side's like, related to your mom and the other side is related to your dad?
Yeah, but then No. Okay, hold on. Look, okay. My mom's nephew has a baby by her sister. But her sister and her nephew aren't related.
Okay, so like so her and her sister are like stepsisters?
He's her nephew from her dad.
Okay.
So her baby sister has a child with her nephew on her dad's side.
Kind of stepsistering it.
She's like, I'm still trying to make sense of it.
Yeah, I'm like family. I'm drawing the family tree, like trying to get all the branches.
There was some sexy time, like Brady Bunch style. It's like, it's cool. We're not related. We're just all living in the same house. What are you going to do?
I should probably say they have different dads.
Does that
make more sense? Okay.
Yeah, this was, it was just they were, you know,
yeah,
in the vicinity because of marriage.
Well.
But then ended up making a baby together.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they say that if you meet somebody through a friend or family, that your relationship is going to last longer. So maybe they'll have a really good relationship. Give us a follow on Instagram at Phone Freaks Podcast. Check out our TikToks at Phone Freaks. And if you're one of the old timers that still uses Facebook, then check us out at Phone Freaks Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, oh!